Good morning, and welcome to The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Today is May 26th. Today is May 25th, 2025. At 12:03, Hygieia was in conjunction with Icarus. At 1:59, Mercury was square Lilith. At 3:21, Moon was quintile Lilith. At 3:26, Moon was semi-square South Node. At 3:26, Moon was semi-square North Node. At 5:05, Moon will be semi-square Jupiter. At 6:01, Neptune will be sextile Aquarius. At 11:29, Moon will be semi-square Saturn. At 1:20 p.m., Moon will be semi-square Neptune. At 3:01 p.m., Pluto will be quintile Juno. At 3:05 p.m., Moon will be square Mars. At 15:06, Moon will be semi-square Ceres. At 16:16, Mars will be sesquicentennial Ceres. At 17:24, Moon will be semi-sextile Venus. At 19:16, Mercury will be sextile Saturn. At 21:08, the Moon will be in opposition with Juno. We will go ahead and listen to and comment on episode 3.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. I got good news today. I'm actually going to, I got approved for an apartment, so I'll be moving into an apartment downtown Spokane. Hopefully I'll be moving in tomorrow or Friday, Monday at the latest. What are we going to talk about today? Well, today I was in a lot better of a mood. The voices are gone again. You know, it's kind of funny. I find them kind of comforting and kind of... I got so used to them being there, even the negative ones, in the negativity, that I miss them when I don't have them. But now that they're gone, it's so much more cumbersome when they're back. So, having a good day today proves to me that sleep is something I definitely need a good amount of time each night, or else it's just haywire. Medications or not. It makes me wonder if the voices would be more manageable without medications if I get on a regular routine and have a good sleep schedule. I'm not sure I want to try that right now, but it might be something to think about in the future. Tonight's going to be mostly just a brief check-in. It's not going to be as long of a, or at least I don't believe it's going to be as long of a episode as last. Let's see if there's a story I can say at least. There are so many adventures that I've been on in my life, and I do have to admit that I was getting high for most of them, or at least feeling the effects of the drugs are coming down. I am a recovering, my a recovering addict, my drug of choice was meth. Now I can say that I don't drink, I don't do drugs, not even marijuana, nothing like that. And my mind is so much clearer. And it's only been just over 90 days. So just for you who might get triggered by this podcast, I will be speaking of drug use because that is a part of my life, or it was. It was a part of my life. It is not anymore. But if it's going to trigger you or anything like that, maybe this podcast is not meant for you. But it's a part of my story. It's a part of where I am today, just as all of my life has been. It's led up to who I am today. And if I gear my intention and my actions correctly, it no matter what, it will be a part of the better person I am tomorrow. I want to talk about a time when I lived in Seattle. Seattle is so much different than Spokane. I don't know what it is or exactly what it is, but I like it, but it's different. I feel like I'm more aware when I'm over there, or like things are more obvious, more clear. And not just physical things, like there's a whole different level of spirituality, it feels to me, in Seattle. But I want to talk about St. James Cathedral. Now, a part of me doesn't want to talk about it because the way my brain works, or part of the way my brain works, is there's a negative connotation to every little thing. Like, there's a negative thing, a negative hidden meaning behind every simple thing. But there's also a hidden positive meaning behind every simple thing. So it can, it's like what I do on this earth, I can do the same exact thing on a different plane and it means something different.
I'm gonna stop there. I don't have anything to comment on it. If you want to hear the full episode, look in the playlist or the show list. The show title is The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. It's episode 3 that I was listening to. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye for now.